Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest is suing the state in an effort to overturn the parental notice law, which requires underage girls seeking abortions to notify their parents. Clover Simon is vice president of the organization's Alaska chapter. She says the litigation is aimed at preventing the law from going into effect on December 14th while it is being challenged.
We are looking at equal protection, privacy, and due process. The Constitution requires equal protection, and basically all pregnant teens have the same choice to continue a pregnancy or terminate a pregnancy, but young women who decide to continue the pregnancy do not have to involve their parents. So there's no reason to treat a young woman who's deciding to terminate her pregnancy. We also believe that this violates the privacy of young women choosing to terminate a pregnancy. This law establishes so many burdens on them that they can't exercise their rights.
The law affects young women under the age of 18. Simon says the law is vague and makes it difficult on both physicians and the patient. Simon says the law is burdensome on any minor choosing to terminate a pregnancy without notifying her parents.
She has a couple options. The first one would to go before a judge, which is difficult for anyone, let alone a young woman, and explain to a stranger why she's chosen to terminate the pregnancy. And then on the flip side, the judge then has to decide, is she mature enough to make that decision on her own? And if she isn't, then she must be mature enough to raise a child, he's saying. So the judge is going to make that choice for her.
The parental notification law was passed by Alaska voters when it appeared on the primary ballot in August. Those in support of the law say that complications posed by abortion pose a health risk that parents need to be aware of. Bill McAllister, spokesman for the State Department of Law, says state attorneys have the complaint and are reviewing it. He had no further comment at this time.